From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Robin Gavin is reporting for the Times Union. A former Coyman's police officer has been indicted on felony charges, alleging that he submitted false paperwork to a state agency claiming that four police recruits had undergone the proper field training. Kevin Swebsky, 38, of East Greenbush, worked as a part-time officer and served as a field training officer in Coyman's. He pleaded not guilty to the indictment during a court appearance on November 14. Swebsky is charged with four counts of offering a false instrument for filing in the first degree. The felony carries up to 4 years in prison upon conviction. Swebsky is currently employed as a Menands detective. The indictment said in Coyman's, Swebsky submitted final evaluation paperwork for two trainees in August 2018 and two others in January 2019. All municipal police officers in New York are required to complete a basic course for officers within 1 year of the date of their original appointment. It includes a minimum standard of 700-plus hours of training, which includes field training. Swebsky was required to physically observe recruits in person to evaluate and document their progress in a daily report. Instead, he submitted allegedly false paperwork to the State Division of Criminal Justice Services, claiming the recruits had completed their in-person training when they had not. Officials said many of the recruits had to repeat their field training. Swebsky's attorney, Michael McDermott, said his client was told to administer a training program developed by his supervisors. He was told the plan was approved by the appropriate authorities at the police academy. McDermott said, and I quote, "He just administered the program as it was designed. He never intended to defraud or deceive anyone. He's been 100% transparent as soon as this matter became an issue," end quote. Swebsky was released on his own recognizance and is due back in court on December 16th. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting New York Attorney General Letitia James, November 14th, took action to stop online ammunition sellers from illegally shipping munitions to New York residents and failing to keep records of the sales. An investigation by the AG's office found that 39 sellers have been shipping ammo directly to state residents in violation of the SAFE Act, which prohibits direct online sales of ammunition. James sent cease and desist orders to the sellers demanding they stop shipping directly into the state to customers and warned them of serious consequences if they continue to violate the law. The attorney general said, and I quote, "Shipping bullets to New Yorkers' doorsteps is illegal, and ammunition sellers that ignore the law will face the full force of my office. Online sales of ammunition are dangerous and could end up in the wrong hands. We are taking action to protect communities and enforce our responsible gun laws," end quote. The SAFE Act requires all ammunition sales to be conducted in person between a licensed firearm dealer or registered seller of ammunition and a customer. The law also requires ammunition sellers to create and maintain a record of every transaction that includes the age, occupation, and residence of any person buying the munition. Direct shipments and a failure to keep records of ammunition sales statewide violates the SAFE Act and New York's consumer protection status. James warned that such violations could carry penalties of up to $5,000 for each individual violation and may subject them to disgorgement of all income resulting from the illegal sales. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Melissa Hale Spencer is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. Students at Gilderland High School on November 9th staged their second walkout in less than a month. The most recent event involved 35 to 40 students, mostly female, and was held to protest sexual harassment. The first action on October 17th involved approximately 100 students and followed an incident at a football game. At that game, a few students who were part of a large cheering section and all dressed in black for a blackout theme painted their faces black. Superintendent Marie Wiles said the first walkout was more organized. She described students in the first walkout as, and I quote, passionate for sure, end quote, and called listening to them, and I quote, a very intense experience, end quote. But she also said those students were respectful. But the students protesting on November 9th were disruptive and disrespectful. She said adults in the building that morning were terrified. Wild said, and I quote, they were afraid, I could see it in their eyes. Students opened the school's front doors against security protocols to let students out and back in again. And when the adults were finished listening to the complaints and asked the students to return to class, the students refused. This created a bottleneck in the school lobby as other students not involved in the protest were trying to get to class. Wild stressed that sexual harassment will not be tolerated, nor will racist behaviors, but she also expressed zero tolerance for unsafe and disrespectful behaviors. Wild communicated with the students' parents and guardians, describing the walkout because she wanted to, and I quote, put everyone on fair notice that we will take disciplinary measures, end quote. Asked what those disciplinary measures would be, Wild said, starting with, and I quote, the gentlest, end quote, students who miss class will be marked with an unexcused absence. On the question of safety, Wild said that Guilford's police chief, Daniel McNally, and I quote, has said that if the district was interested in a second school resource officer, he would be willing to assign an officer for the balance of this year without additional cost, end quote. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.